Rusty Quill presents.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What the fuck is this? It won't open. It won't even budge. I need to get it out of the dark. There's got to be a latch or something that I just can't see down here. All right, let me just grab some of these and get upstairs. Bella, calm down, girl. I'm coming up right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, let me take this thing over to the table. That was loud. Sorry, girl. And bug. What is this thing? It looks like it's an old toolbox or something. I don't know. I'm not really a tool guy. It looks like some kind of box. I know that much. There's a small lock keeping the whole thing sealed. It looks pretty old. I should be able to just... All right, I guess I'm not that strong. I'm fresh out of bobby pins. So picking the lock is out of the question. Oh, also, I have no idea how to pick a lock, so that probably wouldn't work out too well anyway. I'm sure I have something out here that's strong enough to break this. Like a screwdriver or bolt cutters or something. You know what I never understood? Bolt cutters. I feel like they could only ever be used for something nefarious. Like, I don't know, breaking locks or cutting bolts, I guess. I think I remember seeing a screwdriver in the everything drawer. I definitely remember seeing it in here somewhere. Ah, here it is. Okay, if I just do this and shove this in here, I should be able to just... Ow. That hurt. Okay. Let's see what's in this thing. Okay, what do we have here? What? What the fuck are these? This box is full of... What are these? Cassettes? I know for a fact that there wasn't a box like this in that cabinet downstairs. I've opened that specific cabinet before. In fact, I've opened that specific drawer before. The only thing that was ever in there before was just letters upon letters upon letters. How the hell did this get in there? Did someone break into my house? When the hell would they have done that? Why? Maybe it happened when I went to go talk to Greg. I could have sworn that I locked the door, but also, who the hell would have done that? I don't think it would have been Jim. I haven't heard a peep from him in... God, it must be months. Wait a second. There was that loud noise I heard when I was getting ready. It sounded like a loud bang or something. I was upstairs and John was downstairs. I guess the sound could have been coming from the basement. No, I don't think he would. He wouldn't do that. No. Hello?
Nate, you know I'm at work. I can't talk right now.
Yeah, I know you're at work. I'm sorry. I really need to talk to you right now.
All right. Just please, make it fast. What is it?
When you were over this morning and I was getting ready to go with you to meet Greg.
Yeah, spit it out.
And I heard that loud bang coming from downstairs. Were you in my basement?
Did I go into your basement? No. Why would I even do that? You're only upstairs for like 45 seconds. That's not nearly enough time to go down there and explore your basement. Plus, I was looking around for the dog food to feed Bella.
You're right. You're right. It was like 45 seconds and you were busy feeding Bella. There's no way you could have run downstairs and thrown a box in the cabinets.
Box? What box?
I went downstairs into one of those cabinets to grab a few letters to read because the ones I had in the kitchen just up and vanished, apparently. I went down there and opened up a cabinet that I knew for a fact I had been in a few times before. I know what was in there. It was just a shit ton of letters. There was nothing else in there.
Still not hearing any mention of a box, Nate.
Sorry, yeah. I found a box. It looks like a toolbox or something. It had a small little lock on it.
Had a lock. So you got it open?
Yeah, I did. I took a screwdriver and it just snapped off. Super easy. Didn't struggle at all.
Good job. What was in the box?
There are two rows of small cassette tapes.
That's so strange. What's recorded on them?
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever listened to a cassette before in my entire life. I'm guessing it's something similar to the letters. Instead of writing down their creepy experiences, they just recorded them and sent them to my house.
Sent them to your house?
I knew I was forgetting something important. I found this weird, cryptic website. I googled that "you have seen things, yada yada yada" thing and found it. Well, first I found a bunch of different sites about the benefits of being alone and all that. Not super interesting. And then I added message boards to the Google search and it led me right to it. The site was basically empty except for a few pages. There was a members area which led to the message board. Only two posts there, by the way. And one of them was private and I couldn't even see it. There was an about section which just said the weird ominous quote that Greg saw on the message board at his school. And the other post said, "Hey, send your spooky stuff to the address on the contact page, please. LOL. And guess what address was on the contact page? Mine. They were told to send all of their unexplainable experiences here.
Nate, look, you're not the original owner. One of the people that lived there before might have been into some weird stuff. It's a strange coincidence, sure. But I think it's a bit of a stretch to assume it has anything to do with you.
John, you can't actually believe that. There are too many things that have had to fall into place for this to be some kind of coincidence. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Come on, Nate. Try to be a little rational. It's just a little bit egotistical to assume that everything is about you. What exactly makes you think you're so special?
Nothing. There's nothing special about me at all. You're right. But you have to admit that it's all pretty fucking weird, right? I have nothing against therapy, but I have no plans on ever going back.
Going back? So you've had therapy before?
Yes, but not for years. I had a therapist since I was a little kid all the way up until high school.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. If you don't mind me asking, what was it for? Did it help?
Honestly, John, I have no idea. My memory has always been really bad. I can't really remember a single session. Did it help? Maybe, but I wouldn't know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. The memory thing, not the therapy thing. If you don't remember, how sure are you that you would never go back?
I just don't want to burden anybody with my problems. It doesn't seem fair.
You aren't a burden, Nate.
Plus, recording this thing helps. It keeps me sane. Well, a little more sane.
That's really good. I'm glad you at least have something to help a little bit. Okay, now look, I really have to get back to work. Is there anything else I can help you with before I go?
Oh, yeah, there is one thing. Do you have a cassette player I could borrow? Or maybe there's one you could just borrow for the night from the office?
Contrary to popular belief, they don't just let you steal devices from the sheriff's office.
I said borrow. That'd be awesome. Thank you, John. And you don't have to just drop it off if you don't want to. The recordings could be anything. It's kind of exciting. And kind of terrifying at the same time.
Sure, buddy. I don't have any other plans tonight. I'll hang out for a bit. Now let me go. I'll see you later.
See you later. Okay, I guess I have nothing else to do but read a letter or two while I wait. Here we go.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.